Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. This is Molly McCord, and welcome to our weekly Intuitive Astrology and Energies podcast, where we will talk about the astrology of July 10th through the 17th, and what an auspicious week it is. A lot of big energies, a lot to talk about in this show. So I am going to dive right in. But very quickly, I want to give a shout out to something that I hope helps you with your astrological studies and ongoing interest in astrology. The Mountain Astrologer magazine is available as both a digital and physical publication. It's a magazine that has been around for a very long time. I've been a subscriber for at least a decade. And I want to share this with you because recently the founder of the Mountain Astrologer passed away. And he started this magazine in a way that no one else was talking about astrology. And it's an amazing publication, whether you are a beginner, you are advanced, you are a professional astrologer. There's something for everybody in this publication. And now that he has passed, I want to support his wife, Kate, and everyone else who works on this magazine so that it may continue to thrive, it will grow, and it will support the astrological community. So please check out the Mountain Astrologer magazine. Please subscribe if you're able to, if you'd like to. And I hope you receive a lot of great information about astrology with every issue. So let's jump right in to right now. We are in between eclipses. We are in an eclipse sandwich, and there are big energies happening right now that are very rare. There is a lot of light right now, my friends. There is a lot of light just energetically coming through. And when I speak of light, I speak of it in terms of a vibration, a frequency, but also the themes of light that include truth, integrity, justice, true power, revelations, and something bigger, you know, the energies that are bigger than each of us. It's all very strong right now as we move through this middle of July time period. There is a lot unfolding right now that is not being publicly revealed just yet, but it will be. And in fact, this is a turning point month. There is a lot happening right now with the light, with the justice, that is setting up what unfolds throughout 2020. And that's because a lot of July, and especially these eclipses, are touching on energetic trigger points that will be revisited in 2020, meaning the planets are going to make returns to these points right now. And there's a lot unfolding behind the scenes. What I'm feeling that is important for us to know is that where you place your intention and your energy is what will continue to expand. So focus on light, on justice, on love. And what I've been hearing over the past few days is that the divine has intervened. And you can interpret that as the universe, God, source, spirit, whatever terminology or energy works for you. The divine is here, and that's showing up astrologically with the energy of Neptune in Pisces at 18 degrees, trining the North Node, trining the Sun and North Node in Cancer at 17 degrees, and that Neptune in Pisces also sextiling the South Node and Saturn in Capricorn at 17 degrees. We have received some energetic support, downloads, guidance that I've just been feeling so strongly. Turning points are happening. Things are unfolding. They go through a process. Things take time. There are things that have to be sorted and filed and go through a process. But there's a new energy streaming in right now that is working with the collective and working with each of us individually. The Sun conjunct the North Node is happening right now, and it's in Cancer at 17 degrees. This energy happens once a year. the Sun conjunct the North Node once a year. But this conjunction only happens once every 18 or 19 years because that's the last time the North Node was in Cancer. And then additionally, there's that trine from Neptune. These are big energies. This is the way forward. This is understanding that intuitive doorways are opening for each of us, intuitive connections, spiritual downloads, spiritual messages, Cancer and Pisces being the water signs that are receptive, that we receive. We feel it that in a way that our minds perhaps can't comprehend, or we don't see it in the physical. It's a feeling, it's an intuition, it's a sense of an energy shift. And it's just really strong right now this week. And of course, we're in this eclipse sandwich where the energies are shifting anyways. So this is a big time period. Remember to take care of yourself. Take care of your body, take care of your needs, take care of your energy, take care of what you need to do for yourself, and listen to those messages that you are receiving. Trust what feels right. These are the gifts of Cancer, is the trusting the feelings. I'm also seeing this as a huge opening of divine feminine energies, the divine feminine energies that have risen up within each of us. And I'm seeing it as a lotus flower blooming that is opening up to the light. The feminine energy is opening up to the light. And I'm feeling this as part of a new imprint, a new energetic imprint, a new cycle that's underway, a new strength in your feelings, in trusting what feels right for you, in trusting your heart, in trusting the intuitive hits. Like this energy, it's blooming. And in fact, I feel like it's in full bloom right now. It's part of the Neptune in Pisces trining the Sun, trining the North Node. And it feels, I'm just getting this image of a strength in the divine feminine energies that's new. I'm repeating myself, I know. But I just feel this so strongly, and I guess the message is to really lock it in for yourself of what that means, of what that feels like, and of what is coming up for you right now. Pay attention to your emotional body, to your feelings, to what is perhaps being triggered, to the parts of yourself that you are meeting or seeing for the first time, or the parts of yourself you haven't connected with for a very long time. And as I'm saying that, I'm actually getting the image of lifetimes, parts of yourself that you haven't connected with for many lifetimes because there was not an energetic vibration on the planet that was safe enough to do so. This is a time of knowing that it's safe to be all of your energy, all of it in full bloom. So we're moving through some big transitions right now. The upcoming Capricorn full moon lunar eclipse at 24 degrees of Capricorn is the biggest of the year, and that's because of how the moon is conjunct Pluto at 21 degrees of Capricorn. And the Sun is opposing these energies. Anytime the lunar planets work with Pluto, it changes us permanently. A part of us dies. A part of us is complete. There's an ending. This can be something that you've carried. This can be a transition in your world, in your life, in your career. This could just be something within you that is permanently changing, a way of beingness that is shifting for you, that can feel bigger than you, out of your control, so to speak, but that is your soul's growth. That is the evolution of your own journey where you're meant to move forward. You're meant to release where you've been in order to trust where you're meant to go. Release where you've been so you can trust where you're meant to go. In last Wednesday's podcast, I used the analogy from Lord of the Rings of Gandalf the Grey fighting the Balrog and dying and then reemerging as Gandalf the White. So it is that sense of a part of us is permanently meant to be released because there is more energies coming in that are brand new. And what I've been feeling, too, is that this is part of the next decade where we are moving into new territory for our souls. You're moving into something new that you've never experienced before in human form or at a soul level. And that's why the endings are so big right now, why there's significant changes, why there's no going back. This can show up as turmoil. It can be chaos. It can be challenges. It can be a lot of difficult things. And with all due respect, please know that it's right on time. It's right on time, even though it's painful or it's hard or it's challenging. And, of course, I don't mean to discount any of that or to sugarcoat it. These are very, very real experiences. But the bigger picture that I want to offer you is that you're being prepared for that next chapter that you are ready for at a soul level, that you are ready to claim, that you are ready to move into. And for many people, this can be stepping into their soul work, their truth, their true mission, their true purpose. Even if you have been a light worker for decades and you've been doing your work, you could feel that your work is changing, that you are meant to move on and move forward. And it's similar to the waves of the ocean and that we have to move forward in these waves. And I feel like there is significant changes happening that can feel destabilizing and unsettling. But as I said at the start of the show, the divine is here. There are interventions happening on your behalf, and I get this image of you might not be in the room when someone is standing up for you or when someone is supporting you or someone is helping you with your next steps. It's like that hidden support, the behind-the-scenes support for where you're meant to go next, and it feels very strong for those who are tuned in at this level, for those who want it. You gotta want it. You have to want it. You know, you have to be willing to go into this next chapter and to venture forward. Because, of course, you have free will and your personal sovereignty, and you don't have to do anything, right? So this is something that we are each working through, and I'm even hearing massaging at a soul level. The part of you that knows you're completing a chapter. This is the Saturn in Capricorn conjunct the South Node that's happening into September. This is where it's looking at what you're finishing up, where your responsibilities lie, where you need to show up, put in the time, put in the work. You can't just take off as much as you want to. There's things that have to be handled before you go on to the next chapter. So we can feel like our energy is in a few different places. I mean, you can feel like you're in your present reality and you're in your future reality. So there's this sense of an expansion happening that's at a soul level, and this is an expansion into the next chapter. So all of this can sound great, but then again, we come back to human reality, and we have these big eclipses that are changing things, and it can feel out of your control. It can trigger fears. It can trigger issues around power. These are all the themes of this full moon lunar eclipse with the moon conjunct Pluto. And it triggers the fears we didn't know we had. It triggers our unconscious perceptions of power. The power we believe we have or we believe we don't have. So stay aware of yourself and what's coming up for you around your fears. And it could be something that's really triggered outside of you because of that full moon energy. The sun is going to get to 21 degrees of Cancer and oppose Pluto. That will happen around July 13th, 14th. And then 3 days later, we have the full moon at 24 degrees. So there's this 3 or 4 day period of power struggle triggers, July 13th through July 16th. And it's showing you where you've given your power away, where you've had limited definitions of power, where the fears have been big, you've been afraid to take a stand, you've been afraid to assert yourself, you've been afraid perhaps to trust what you need, to trust what is right for you. Just stay aware of whatever comes up. And know that there's big letting go at this time, and it can be very emotional. But the divine is here. God is here. Spirit, source, the universe. Make time to go there for yourself. You could hear new messages at this time. Again, your intuition is likely expanding and opening up as we step into more gifts of being fifth-dimensional beings, fifth-dimensional and beyond, multi-dimensional beings. There's a lot of activations here. There's a lot of no going back. You're not going back. And I'm hearing, you know, because of anything like from this decade, but even at a much, much deeper level, at a soul level, you're not going back to where you've been, what you've learned, what you've understood, the cycles, the lessons, the karma, all of it is ending. Well, again, it's a choice. So it's sort of like choose to grow or get dragged. You know, choose, look at what your options are and what is for your best and highest good, because there's this push forward, this push into a new energy that isn't fully here yet, but you sense it, you feel it, you trust it. And that's the most important thing right now, is to trust it, to trust that you're supported, to trust that the divine is present, and to trust yourself. Now, when we look at the personal planets, Mercury just stationed retrograde on July 7th at 4 degrees of Leo and is slowly moving backwards. Mercury will be retrograde in Leo until July 20th. So moving very slowly, you know, through these 5 degrees of Leo, 4 degrees back to 0 degrees. And as with all retrogrades, you know the words, reconsider, reprioritize, reconsider, rewind, go slow, give yourself time, don't be too hasty. Now, Mercury is in a square to Uranus in Taurus right now, which is at 6 degrees, so it's a 2-degree orb, and that Mercury squaring Uranus can be very hasty, impulsive, frustrated. There can be tension. Watch the words. Bite the tongue. Be mindful of what you say, and perhaps don't say it just yet. because one small thing can turn into a big thing. But this is also a square between Mercury and Uranus. Uranus is the higher octave of Mercury, and that means it's connected to cosmic intelligence, where you can get immediate breakthroughs, immediate insights, immediate solutions that happen really quickly. That's one of the better manifestations of this energy. But it's tricky communication right now. It's tricky communication because for everything you want to say or you want to unload or declare or get off your chest, the energy says, try not to. Do your best not to. On top of that, we have Mars in Leo moving direct. Mars is at 6 degrees, also squaring Uranus in Taurus right now. And this can show up as accidents, as impulsive energy, as breaks, like something breaking. Fire could be involved, explosions, tension, anger, outbursts. Both Mercury and Mars squaring Uranus in Taurus is interesting. It's interesting because of how you want to do something and it can feel the restraint, feels really uncomfortable. And what I'm just picking up as well is that this energy is also going to be prevalent in the July 31st Leo new moon. So there's something about this 2 weeks, 2.5 weeks here, the rest of July, this tension with Uranus and Taurus is very real. And it's showing up through our personal world, and that's because it's the personal planets that are involved, Mercury and Mars, and then it will be Venus and the Sun later in July. So our personal energies in Leo are being reworked with a new value system through Uranus and Taurus, working with Mercury, Mars, Venus, and the Sun. Okay, so there's something significant here. Okay, I'm feeling it as light codes in the light body. I'm feeling it as the downloads from the Sun, Leo, but the Sun as in the source of light of our planet. And I'm feeling like how we are receiving new energies from the Sun that can overload our physical self. And it's like rewiring what's important to us, and we're getting new messages of consciousness from the Sun. It feels very galactic to me. It feels very cosmic. It feels very expansive, opening. It's very opening. And it's reminding you that you are not just this body, and you are not just this being, and you are not just this person at this time on the planet. You are bigger than that, and yet you're trying to hold a lot in your physical self, and you're trying to work with it in a way that can be uncomfortable. So there's an energy mastery at hand throughout July as the planets make these squares to Uranus in Taurus. But wait, there's more, because while they are squaring Uranus and Taurus at 6 degrees, they are trining Chiron in Aries at 6 degrees, and that trine in Aries, of course, being the fire, the confidence, the motivation, creativity, inspiration, sense of self. We're getting new downloads at a soul level of who we really are. And it's breaking up and breaking away who we thought we were. I'm feeling it as a higher love vibration. I'm feeling it as a higher love vibration, which is actually what Taurus and Leo have in common, is that Taurus being ruled by Venus, planet of love, and the feminine, and the planets in Leo connecting to the heart and being ruled by the sun and the masculine. This is a true rewiring of the masculine and feminine understandings of love. It's a bigger understanding of how you are loved for being here during these very big energies, these very big shifts, how the divine is with you. The divine is traveling with you. Should you request it? Should you ask? Should you put out that intention? And it feels like this is part of our changes of July, is that there's something where there's no going back to lower levels of consciousness. This is an energy that is spiraling us up, and it's taking with you other parts of your soul's experiences that are meant to travel with you, that are meant to keep traveling forward. You know, it could feel like 80% leaves and 20% continues to travel with you. There's just really big shifts right now that are hard to fathom mentally. So this Mercury retrograde is telling you, you don't have to figure it out mentally. You don't have to know. Yes, we want to think it through. Yes, we want to understand. Yes, you want to, you know, play with it in your head. But this is bigger than the human mind. This is cosmic. This is cosmic. And so the energies can, it's like, I was going to say rewire us, but I feel like it can wipe you out. You could feel tired. You could feel like there's a lot going on and you don't know why. And, you know, you move through your day and there's times when you feel that there's just a lot of energy or a lot of weight at times, and then you could feel it shift and feel very light and very buoyant and very clean and very clear. This is all part of working with the energies and just being in the present moment and being okay with it, not judging yourself, not putting shoulds on yourself, not thinking it should be a certain way. This is the being in the present moment. And what I'm also feeling now is that you could also feel some depression. And I'm seeing it as potholes, like potholes in the road where you're going along and then your energy sinks. And it can feel like a depression. It can feel emotional, you know, something that just takes the energy out of you, takes the wind out of you, where you just feel a sadness or something that, again, you can't quite describe, but it's an energy. I feel like this is okay. I mean, of course it's okay. And be gentle with yourself. Be kind to yourself. If you feel depressed, whether that could be for an hour, it could be for a day, it could be for longer. I do want to say that depression is a very real thing and it can be a very real medical situation. So I don't mean to undermine it or belittle it in any way. I'm talking about the energetics of right now, where the depression is related to what's leaving. Sadness, grief, loss, regret, pain, and the list goes on. All of that, it's okay. It's okay to feel that. Because it's part of this wild, wacky human journey. It's part of how we are multi-sensory beings. And we are emotional beings. And we are energetic beings. And we are spiritual. And we are intellectual. And we are many things. And it's just part of the package deal. It's going to shift. You know, the sun in Cancer, the north node in Cancer, is gifting you with these emotional messages. But the energies in Capricorn, Saturn, and Pluto can set up a power struggle in yourself of, you know, get it together, don't do this, don't go there, don't be hard on yourself, what are you doing? You know, pay attention to whatever messages come through. Okay, this is what I'm hearing. Pay attention to whatever messages come through that keep you feeling wounded. That keep you feeling wounded, that keep you feeling hard on yourself. Change it around and go to where you can be accepting, kind, compassionate, and loving to yourself. And that's as simple as saying, you know, I'm feeling a lot right now, and sometimes it's overwhelming, but I know I'm going to get through it. Or there's a lot happening right now. I don't understand everything I'm feeling. I don't understand where it comes from. I don't understand what's going on, but I trust myself, and I know I'm doing the best I can right now. It's telling yourself, even though right now feels big or hard or a lot, I'm showing up and I'm doing the best I can every day. You know, it's giving yourself that reassurance mentally and to practice that, to really practice that. Our emotional bodies are very active right now. Again, the sun in Cancer, north node in Cancer, Venus in Cancer, all very active. And there's tension, as I described, with Mercury and Mars squaring Uranus, but also trining Chiron. And that trine to Chiron in Aries is showing you the new parts of yourself that you're healing. We're healing new parts of ourselves. We just didn't know we're there. And it's meant to support how you feel confident in who you are. And that's meant to support how you feel powerful in who you are. And essentially full ownership over all of your awesomeness. Very dynamic energies, right? Very dynamic. And that's what makes July so big. Let's see here. Jupiter in Sag is still retrograde. It's at 16 degrees. Jupiter will station direct the middle of August. The middle of August has significant turning points. In fact, the beginning of August does too. So know that these energies are filtering out. Things are leaving. Things are exiting. It's time. I mean, and when you do so consciously, it actually goes faster. It's a bit like ripping off that Band-Aid. And, yeah, it hurts for a few seconds or so, but then it gets better. Oh, my gosh, this is funny. I actually, as I said, ripping off the Band-Aid, I actually saw ripping off duct tape. Yeah, just ripping some duct tape off of your skin. And when it's off the skin, it feels much better. It's just the ripping it off that's painful, right? So we're in a very big energy period. But as I said at the beginning, The divine is here. The light is here. There's a lot happening because of where we're at in the collective consciousness. And there is a lot, there's a lot of potentials and possibilities, as always, because there's so many timelines. Each of us is in our own timeline. Your own timeline is associated with your spiritual growth, with your soul's growth, with your choices, with your willingness to continually evolve and how you show up to do so. Eclipses offer us opportunities to enter into new timelines where there are higher possibilities and higher growth. So what this means is that as you're able to leave behind parts of your energy field that are complete, you are able to step into this next field of energetic potentials. There's things that you could decide this month that you know are absolutely right for you. And then it takes a little bit of time in the real world for it to come together or show up or the details to be clear. But a lot about right now is going with what is right for you, the feeling of it, the trusting of yourself, and knowing that the support will show up. Again, it goes back to this image I'm getting of like being in a room, like you're in one meeting room, and that meeting room can be your life. And you're going about your life and you're, you know, you're going to work and you're driving and you're doing the errands and you're taking care of the kids or whatever. And then in this other meeting room, there is support for you that you can't see. And I feel it as spiritual support, divine support. And I feel it as this, it's like, how do I describe this? This energy that's already active, already alive, already happening. And you're going to connect with it energetically as you step into these new commitments you're making to yourself at a soul level. I hope that makes sense. I'm seeing it as like the energy of merging traffic. And they say that when you're driving on an on-ramp onto the freeway, onto the highway, and you're merging with traffic, it's like they call it making the zipper, where you you know, when everyone is in alignment and it's like the zipper of a sweatshirt, the things just line up and the merging happens. That's kind of the energy here, where you're meant to be aware of what your responsibilities are right now in your world, and that's this Capricorn energy that's strong. There's things we have to do, things we have to tend to, but we know there's big changes happening. We can feel it, we can see it. And then the other energy meets up and merges with you a little bit later on based on the decisions and choices you're making now. In other words, your future self has support right now that you're unaware of. And if you can trust in that, if you can believe in that, if you can walk in the world knowing that you're supported, that's the game changer, right? That's what sets you free mentally from where you felt restrained, limited, restricted, powerless, etc. Very big things. Divine intervention is happening. There's new light happening. We're receiving new light from the sun. We are integrating it throughout a lot of July and into August. We are restructuring at a cellular level. We are receiving new energies at a physical level. And that can be why you feel tired and or hungry or worn out or even depressed or down or sleepy, et cetera, et cetera. Just know it's part of the energies right now. It's not personal. It's not personal. That can help, right? That can help alleviate feeling like it's just you or you have to solve something or you have to figure it out. It's just one of these energy waves, and it's going to work itself out. So here we are. And I feel complete in this show today. I feel like I transmitted the messages that were necessary and needed. It's a big time. You're not alone. You are supported. Things are changing. And bring it on, right? Like, this is entering a whole new field of potentials. And at a soul level, you are ready. You are ready. So I'm going to leave it there for this podcast episode. Thank you so much for joining me. I will be back on Monday for another show that will focus on a healing theme. And as always, I'll be back again next Wednesday to talk about the astrology and energies of the week ahead. You can find out more about me below this podcast, including links to my business development website that is designed to support healers, spiritual guides, spiritual experts, and authors, and also a link to my website with my books, spiritual teachings, and consciousness topics. Thank you so much, friends. Always a joy to connect with you, and I wish you a lot of blessings as we move through this very big eclipse portal. I'll see you on the other side.